السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, we would be excited if someone were to tell us that I have a good deal for you, whereby if you do such a simple thing, you will make so many thousand dollars, and perhaps we can repeat this on a monthly basis or a weekly basis. You and I would both be happy, wouldn't we? Because we know that sustenance is absolutely important for our survival on earth. And everyone is looking for halal sustenance. Everyone needs some form of income. May Allah give us blessings in our income and may He make it easy for us. But that excitement, if you look at it, is only worth it if that money that we are going to earn comes with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the money you have is part and parcel of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is worth it. But sometimes Allah gives people wealth in order to test them, and knowing that they may fail that test depending on their relationship with Him and their relationship with the rest of the creatures that He has created. If He knows that their relationship with Him is distant, and He knows that they abuse and despise and belittle other people, He may give them wealth as the entry point into His ultimate punishment. And this is mentioned in the Quran, where Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forgot us, they forgot what they were reminded about in terms of their relationship with Allah. Allah says, we opened all the doors for them. The doors of what? Worldly successes. We opened all the doors as what? As an entry point into the punishment of Allah. So they are confused. So Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah says, when we open the doors of all these worldly little successes, in inverted commas, for them, then they forgot us when they became happy and arrogant and proud in the wrong sense with what they were given. Allah says, we suddenly took them with our punishment. And they were confused. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Why confused? Confused because they thought, mashallah, Allah is giving us. This is a sign of Allah's mercy. He loves us. He cares for us. He really, you know, He will never punish us and so on. And Allah says, suddenly when the punishment came and everything disappeared, they are confused because on one hand, they had worldly stuff. The other hand, they are being punished. Allah Almighty says, when we give you, it is not necessarily a sign that we are happy with you. And when we have taken away from you, it is not necessarily a sign that we are angry with you or upset. So what is it? What is it? I need to be happier than when I strike a brilliant deal with something else. What is that item? If I don't know whether this deal is actually a means of mercy or punishment, surely I need to have a yardstick to measure what is it that would result in this or that. Subhanallah. So Allah Almighty says it beautifully in the Quran. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Let me translate the second part before the first to make it interesting. Allah says, it is better for them than that which they have amassed. يَجْمَعُونَ. What have they amassed? The wealth, the authority, the power, the worldly items, whatever they may have. Allah says, something is better for them than whatever they have amassed. What is it? فَضْلِ wa bi rahmatihi. The virtue of Allah and His mercy. When Allah has favored you, it's better than anything this world has. That's the reason why the person who gets up early for Salatul Fajr and for the sake of Allah fulfills extra from the farad, what is known as sunnah of Fajr, Allah says, through the blessed lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rak'ata al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two units of sunnah, of fajr, are better than the whole world and whatever it contains every single day. Whoa. Why? Because that's fadlullah. That is the favor of Allah. Allah favors people to get up for fajr. If you want to be favored by Allah, ask Him and make an effort. Those two things you have to do. Oh Allah, help me to get up for fajr. Then make an effort. If you do the two, you will get up and you will be chosen by Allah and favored, because Allah does not favor anyone and everyone. He chooses whom He favors. You want to be chosen by Allah? Try. Allah says, call out to me and try. I will favor you. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us the ability to try. May Allah help us to get up for Salatul Fajr early and beautifully do those two units of prayer. For indeed, that is the fadl of Allah. That is the mercy of Allah. That's the reason why Allah says, "Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un." It is better for them than whatever they have amassed or can amass. Right? So what else is the favor of Allah? The fact that you're a Muslim, you believe in Allah alone, you worship Allah, you obey His instruction. All of those are the favor of Allah. And the second thing Allah makes mention of is the mercy. When Allah has mercy on you, wallahi, even if you've got nothing material, even if you don't have a salary and you are unemployed, that mercy of Allah will give you contentment. You know what? I've been surviving on avocados which grow, mashallah, in this country. I've been surviving on avocados for the last month and just a little bit extra here and there wherever I can. But alhamdulillah, laka alhamdu wa laka shukru ya wajidu jalla jalaluk. I thank you, O Allah. Oh, if you can say that while you are surviving on something that most would consider meager, you know what? There are others who are depressed although they are surviving on brilliant food. MashaAllah. There are others who are depressed simply because something small went wrong in their lives. And here we are. Everything has gone wrong according to the world, but right according to Allah. So that's why we have the mercy of Allah. Surely that mercy is better than anything you can amass. Look, I tell you a rule. If the happiness of Allah was connected to giving you in this world, the most pious from amongst us would be the wealthiest. Straight. That's the rule. And if the anger of Allah was connected to taking away from you in this world, the worst from amongst us would be the poorest from amongst us as well. But Allah says, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. When you see those far from Allah, those who've disbelieved, those who are sinful, or whatever else it may be, in this verse Allah speaks of the disbelievers, and He says, when you see them with much on earth, moving around on the earth, don't let it deceive you. About what? Don't let you think for a moment we are pleased with them, that's why we gave them. Allah says, mata'un qalil. They have the luxury for a short time. That's it. They have that provision only for a short time. After that, we will deal with them. Allah says, we will deal with them. So what is better? Look, the scholars from amongst us, in all honesty, in many places, they are the least paid. Let's be honest and let's be frank. They are the least paid, yet their job is more important than the doctors. Their job is more important than a lot of the others. Don't you agree? But they are the least paid. You know what? People say, well, you know, you're supposed to be sincere. Rich guys will look at a scholar who is struggling to survive and say, don't worry, Allah will give you your reward in the akhirah. My brother, what did you just say? Allah will give you your reward in the akhirah. But all this goes to show that scholar or no scholar, it's not necessarily a sign of the pleasure or displeasure of Allah. It's Allah for you, testing you to say, strive a little bit. For as long as you have two things, you have more than what that millionaire has. What are these two things? Fadlillahi wa birahmati. The virtue of Allah, the favor of Allah. He favored you to get up for fajr. You have more, even if you have your bank balance that is zero, but in the balance of Allah, you had more than the whole world. Because why? Allah accepted me to get up for Salatul Fajr. Wow, that's it. Imagine your 5 daily prayers. So I want to spend the next few moments letting you know some of the ways of earning this pleasure of Allah and this mercy of Allah. You want the mercy of Allah. People talk about how you will be punished. When you do that and that and that, you'll be punished. When you don't do this and this and this, you'll be punished. Let's talk of the other side of the coin, because Allah speaks about it. How will I earn the mercy of Allah? Number one, seek the forgiveness of Allah. When you seek the forgiveness of Allah, Allah will have mercy on you. استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Seek the forgiveness of Allah and then turn to Him. So don't just make it every day you commit the same sin and you say, Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me, and so on. Next day, back into the same sin. What's the difference between istighfar and tawbah? They say, make tawbah, and someone says, make istighfar. In English, right? There's no word to translate. Istighfar is to seek the forgiveness of Allah. Tawbah is to return to the path of Allah long term. That's what it is. So there's a difference between the two. One is short term, you are seeking the forgiveness of Allah. If you are genuine, Allah forgave you. But don't go back into your ways. Make an effort to make tawbah. And that's why tawbah is what is more praised in the Quran and the Sunnah than istighfar, although both of them are absolutely important. They come hand in hand. Because to do tawbah, you start off with istighfar. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. I seek the forgiveness of Allah and I return to the way of Allah. That's what it is. So we do istighfar and we do tawbah. When you do that, Allah says, you know what? Our mercy descends on you. What else? Be conscious of Allah. Develop a better relationship with Allah. He'll have mercy on you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. You want to have the mercy of Allah? Be conscious of Allah. Look into your life. Improve yourself. No matter what level you're on, none of us can say we are perfect. I need improvement. You need improvement. We all need improvement. So improve yourself every day. You're making 5 salah, add to it. Watch out how you treat other people, because another beautiful means of earning the mercy of Allah is to treat the creatures of Allah with utmost respect. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. Or in another hadith, man la yarham la yurham. If you don't have mercy on those around you, you won't have had mercy upon you. From who? From Allah. Have mercy upon those on earth, and the one in the skies will have mercy on you in the heavens. Meaning Allah will have mercy on you. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. You want mercy of Allah? Be merciful. Talk to people with kindness. Try your best to solve problems. When you resolve matters and when you are striving to solve matters, you earn the mercy of Allah. Allah says this. As-sulhu bayna an-nasi is a very important characteristic of a believer. You want the mercy of Allah? Well, strive to solve people's problems. Disputes amongst the Muslims. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers and sisters. We're all one family. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So strive and make an effort to solve the problems between the two fighting brothers. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. In order that you earn the mercy of Allah. Today we see people fighting. What do we say? I promise you, we say a statement that we are not supposed to say. We say, this problem will never resolve. Have you heard people say that? Wallahi, you are underestimating the Lord of the worlds who made the fire for Ibrahim cold. You are underestimating the Lord of the world. Why don't you make a dua the other way around to say, according to human nature, this problem, perhaps we might not be able to solve, but for Lord of the worlds, He can solve it in a flash. Allah can create a situation now. Do you not have yaqeen and conviction in Allah? He can create a situation now to resolve a matter the whole world thought was not possible to resolve. May Allah help us and resolve our matters. You need faith, you need to try, you need a genuine heart, and you need to have the help of Allah. How do you achieve the help of Allah? Cry to Him, call out to Him, be genuine, be good to your people, be kind. Learn to speak to people with respect. When you respect others, you earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another means of earning the mercy, give charity, a lot of charity. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Another verse of mercy of Allah. Allah says, establish your prayer. You want the mercy of Allah? 5 daily prayers, make sure they're there. Then when something negative is coming in your direction, you can smile and thank Allah and say, Ya Allah, I fulfill my salah. I try to be the best person. This cannot be your punishment. In fact, it is your mercy. How many times, my beloved brothers and sisters, have negative things happened in our lives and 2 years later, we realize that was the most positive thing ever. Had it not been for that, I would not be where I am today. Allahu Akbar. Hasn't it happened? But when it did happen, you were upset, you were sad, you were whatever you were. your iman was dwindling. That's why you were like that. You don't know, were you a bad, evil person? If not, by the will of Allah, this is the mercy. Look at Khadija binti Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received first revelation, he came down the mount. Long story short, he came to Khadija radiallahu anha, asking her or telling her what happened. And this is what happened. And he says, hug me, give me a tight hug. Zammiluni, dathiruni. Those statements, what did she say? Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abadan. No, never. It's impossible. I swear by Allah, he cannot ever let you down. Do you know why? You're a good man. That's what it was. You fulfill the rights of the people. You are honest and upright. You have done whatever it is. You solve people's problems. You help people. You look after the orphans and widows. How can Allah let you down? What you might have perceived to be something challenging is actually a blessing. Let me take you to someone I know. Subhanallah, her cousin, Waraqa bin Nawfal. So even pre-Islam, people knew, you're a good person, don't worry. What's coming in your life? You made a massive accident. But you know what? You did your 5 salah that day. Forget about the accident. You rode off your car. A limb was amputated. I swear, if the mercy of Allah is with it, you'll be content. And on top of that, you'll know, Oh Allah, for as long as you are pleased with me, never mind what's happening. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in Taif. When they did what they did, and you know, they abused, they tried, they did, they threw things at him. Blessed blood was flowing and gushing. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great messenger, what did he say? He says, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people. They don't know what they're doing. Number one. Number two, he says, Oh Allah, for as long as you are not upset or angry with me, if you are pleased with me, everything else is by the way. Literally, that's what he said. Can we not say, did you fulfill your salah? Are you a good person? Do you harm others? Do you speak to them disrespectfully? Do you despise? Do you backbite and slander and spread gossip? If you are free from all of these sins, Allah will not let you down. You might lose your job. It's a blessing. Trust me, your hands or your hand that is filled with something is being released in order to fill both hands with something bigger. That's Allah. Have trust in Allah. You're looking for something for 2 years, no problem. Another 4 years, then watch what happens. May Allah grant us ease. But if you are distant from Allah, when you have, you ought to be worried. You ought to be worried. I'm an evil person. I have done bad. I slander, I backbite, I cheat, I deceive. Especially when you harm fellow humans. Why? When you committed a sin between you and Allah in terms of perhaps alcohol, drugs, adultery and so on, sins between you and Allah, Allah will forgive you those major sins when you seek proper forgiveness from Him. But the minute you slandered, backbit someone, or you have engaged in gossip and so on, then you need to involve a third party. They might not forgive you. They might say, I'll catch you on the day of judgment. Ooh, that statement is a bit heavy. May Allah protect us. But it's their right. They want to see justice. On earth, they might not see the justice. So the best thing for you to do, stay away from the lives of others in a negative fashion. Don't do that. Say good things. Or you want to solve a problem, by all means, you may do so. Respectfully. Be respectful. That's all. It doesn't mean you need to side with those who are wrong in order to appease them, in order to show them, look, I haven't done anything against you. No, no harm. I've got nothing to do with you because you know what? It's a toxic relationship, but I will not oppress you. That's it. I fear Allah enough. That's all. I fear Allah enough to maintain a decent, dignified presence. That's it. May Allah Almighty grant that to us. This is how you earn the mercy of Allah. Respect people. Fulfill your duties unto Allah. Give charity. When you give charity, what is it? Why is it that you are going to earn the mercy of Allah? Simple. When Allah gave you, you didn't only think of how to get more. You thought of, who doesn't have what I have? Let's look for them. So you found 10, 20 people. You said, right, let me give them a little bit of what I have. Because Allah gave me. Allah says, oh, the mercy of mine descends upon you. Look at you. I created these people. It's up to me to sustain them. I put it in your heart to give them so that I can reward you and I can give them at the same time. Amazing. But if I wanted, I didn't need to give you to give them. It's part of the plan of Allah. You might ask why. Good question. Because Allah decided it. That's the true answer. Allah wants to see, are you selfish? Do you care for the others? Just like You want people to care for you. Do you care for others? If you do, they'll have mercy on you. May Allah Almighty bless us all. My brothers, my sisters, there are so many ways of earning the mercy of Allah Almighty. But in a nutshell, we just need to be upright. We earn the mercy of Allah. When you greet each other properly, Assalamu alaikum, and a reply comes, Wa alaikum assalam. That itself, you earn the mercy of Allah. Did you ever know, I spoke of Salatul Fajr, I want to give you a life-changing hadith. Life-changing hadith. You ready to hear it? The hadith in Sahih Muslim says, when a person comes early for salah and sits in the masjid waiting for salah, the angels keep repeating, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Why? You came early, you are sitting and you are waiting for the farad. Allahu Akbar. Isn't it life changing? All of us, myself included, we are guilty. Last minute I'm here. What time is salah, by the way? 1:15. 14 minutes and 35 seconds, I'm just rolling into the door. It happens, me included. Why should I deny that? But come on, isn't it life changing? Today when I read the hadith this morning, I told myself I need to do better. I must come early because I want the angels to say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamu, every single day. The day I die, whoa, may Allah grant us a death in sujood. Ameen, ameen, ameen. My brothers, my sisters, so come 5 minutes early for salah, 10 minutes early. May Allah give me the energy to do that. Why? It's not compulsory, but don't you want the mercy of Allah? Here's the angel saying, oh Allah, have mercy on him. Come on. May Allah Almighty grant us the goodness. So good news to those who come early to the masjid for all the prayers. And I want to end with something amazing also. On a Friday, that same narration which speaks about Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamu, goes one step higher. The angels are standing at the doors of the masajid throughout the world. إذا كان يوم الجمعة وقفت الملائكة على باب المسجد يكتبون الأول فالأول. All the masajid on earth, come Friday morning, the angels are standing at the doors. What are they writing? Who came first? Who came second? Who came third? Who came fourth? خلاص. When the imam gets up onto the minbar, they close their books and they want to listen to the khutbah too. Allahu Akbar. So technically your salah is done, your khutbah is done. But if you arrived after the imam got up on the minbar, perhaps that competition that was there, your number's not even there. You know when you're running the marathon, the Iron Man, mashallah, even if you come 100th, you're a champion, man. The fact that you took part in that Iron, you can say, hey, I was part of the marathon. They'll tell you, hey, wow, they look at you. You came last, my brother. But they look at you and say, that guy's hot, man. He was like, Iron Man. This guy took part in the Iron Man, right? And you got your t-shirt and you got your certificate, but no one knew that when you were swimming across the 5 kilometer stretch, you were dead. You were cursing. Whatever was happening, they don't mind. The fact that you took part, you're a champion. The same applies. In fact, it's a better example in the case of the Deen of Allah. The fact that you came and you were part of the championship, even though you were last, my brother, my sister, you made it. You made it to the book. May Allah grant us goodness. I pray that that can encourage myself and yourselves to come a bit early. And may Allah have mercy on us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
Are you tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders. Inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.